Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's your old pal Ian here with the real highlight of my week, every week. Bye guys, Thursdays, Gas Digital, and also on YouTube. Check the YouTube channel out. Episodes come out midnight on Mondays, rolling into Tuesdays with clips throughout the week. We're getting real good numbers on the subscription, Zachy.
Yeah, I'm starting to get pretty excited, man. It seems like we're getting a bit of a fan base and it's growing.
Yes, I was riding my bike. Maybe I shared this last week, but I was riding my bike in Prospect Park and someone was like, Ian, bye, guys. And I was
nice.
Like, hey, all right, bye, guy.
Yeah, I had people show up in the merch at my film festival.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
Yeah, it was a very nice feeling.
That's great. If you're in San Diego, come out this weekend, June 24th to 26th, American Comedy Company. Come on out, say hi, keep your distance, but be excited.
Oh, it's past that. Give Ian a big old smooch.
Give
me
a smooch.
Walk up, grab him by his fucking ears.
Yes.
And kiss him right on the mouth and say, this is from Zach.
Yes, like an old school cartoon. A big old smackaroo on the lips.
Zach, how you doing otherwise, buddy? You living good?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm, you know, life's a journey. Take that as you will. I was sick for 2 days. I'm smoking too much. I was like up to 3 packs, just stress chain smoking.
And man, you are sick. Really compensating for something.
I know. I'm going through it, man. And yeah, I got sick. I like couldn't move. I had like a chest thing, and now I just sound like a diner waitress. So, you know.
Well, that's fine, Midge.
Yeah. My name's Midge. You want to fill up?
That's also what you say behind a glory hole.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say daily, really.
I am living in complete chaos.
No.
We rescued a kitten.
Yes.
And it is going weird.
Why?
And violently.
Why?
Just because my cat's fucking old.
My
cat's like 13 or 12 or 13, and he's just fucking holding the fort down. And
you're not supposed to introduce a new cat to an old cat.
Yeah, well, we tried.
Yeah.
And we're working on it.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, total snuggle buds.
Yeah.
And then just going for the throat.
The young cat or the old cat?
Young cat.
Really?
Trying to establish dominance. He was a street cat. He's got his ear cut off.
Oh, wow.
He's seen some shit.
I had my cat, and then a roommate brought his cat, and she was older. And my cat was just trying to be like a pal, and that cat was not having it. Very hissy. And then I don't know if you know, but you can get these diffusers that you plug
in. That's what we have.
Relaxes them. So I had them in every outlet of my apartment trying to diffuse these motherfuckers.
You're trying to get these cats high?
Yeah, I was just giving them, what gets cats high? Catnip. Yes. Does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it gets them fucked up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I should get my cat some catnip.
Yeah, they like roll around it and shit.
He never really has reacted to it. He's such a pussy. Whenever people come over, he hides. Maybe I should give him catnip.
Yeah,
he'll get high and be like relaxed to hang out with guests.
I think that's the move.
Damn. Speaking of guests, hi. We just had a full-on conversation. You guys are sitting there so politely, so kind, so nice. I'm so happy you're here. From the Shooters Gotta Shoot podcast, Eric Aspera and Molly, I may nail it or I may not.
Wait, can I try first?
Yeah. This is the fun part.
Demelier?
Oh, no. Everyone always goes very French. Close.
Demiller.
No, Demillier.
Demillier. Yeah. Fuck. I should have gone with my gut. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for enjoying the intro to the show.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys are definitely the feminine energy out here with Cat Facts.
Oh, yeah. We really did start out really feminine.
I wanted it. I wanted to set the tone early.
Let's get into cat talk.
I've been sleeping in the living room for a fucking week because they can't sleep in the same room, and I don't want the old cat to feel rejected.
Oh, I've been sleeping in my living room, but for a whole different list of reasons.
Because you're a naughty boy, a bad decision maker.
And I live alone. Just multiple personalities. Get out of the room. Okay. I keep falling asleep on the couch watching.
That's because you're an old man.
Night. I know.
That's because we're old men.
I know.
I fall asleep watching Pawn Stars.
Oh, I've been watching Serial Killer Docs.
Okay.
Oh, those are good. How do you fall asleep during those?
I take my glasses off and then I can't see anything and I check out.
Oh, so it's kind of intentional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I also, my living room is colder than my bedroom and I love being kind of like chilly when I go to bed. Yeah. So I lay on the couch and I'm like colder and I put the blanket up and I feel like snuggly. Okay. And then in my room, I'll like sweat sometimes. Okay. So couch it is. And I'm not in a relationship, so I don't have to worry. Like, when I was with my ex, I used to wake up, like, sweating, and it was kind of like, you know, and I, like, couldn't cuddle because it was such a hot room situation, you know?
Yeah.
Room temperature is a deal breaker in relationships.
Yes.
I've noticed. And it's something that you don't think about, and I'm like, no, that's a question I'll ask now.
Yes.
Up top. What temperature do you sleep in?
What do you do if the one person you sleep with sweats a little, like, during cuddling? Like, do you have a cuddle sesh, and then you go, all right, clock in, clock out, we know the deal. Or do you want them to cuddle to feel, like, safe?
I mean, we agree on this. We're like, you know, you cuddle, and then you go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't cuddle while you sleep.
Yes, yeah, you set aside cuddle time, and then you go, all right.
1, 2, 3, break.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's good a
game.
Must.
Good game, bud.
Yeah. So, I'm like, I'm down to do that just from the get-go.
Right.
You know, but you don't have to touch me
if
anymore.
You have sex in the cuddle and fall asleep, that's great.
Of course.
Yeah, if it just happens, it happens. But then you always wake up and your neck fucking hurts. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you got to make that exit.
I know. You know what sucks? I noticed when you use a condom, I feel like it's harder to snuggle because you have to get up, take it off, throw it out, and then go back to bed when it's so much easier just to put your clothes on.
You should just take it off and swallow it like a goldfish at a frat party. And for my next trick...
I was like, that's gentlemanly of you to even get up and throw it away.
Yeah.
I've come across a condom in my room before.
Oh, really?
It's just like,
you've never thrown one behind the bed?
Like the wrapper, the condom, just, that's a fun game.
Let's see who notices this.
Yeah. Or if you bust inside, they have to get up and, you know, push it out. Or they could keep it in. It's like a little, you know, flavor saver for later.
Yeah, no, I've never thought of it that way.
Molly hated that.
Like, ugh, no.
Molly was about to put her headphones down and just get up and leave.
Well, Molly basically changes her sheets every time she has sex.
No.
So here's my issue.
That's like the Catholic version of showering after sex.
No, here's my problem. I just got a Dart comforter, and basically every time I have sex, there's like jizz on it that you can see.
With a monogamous partner, or are you having like one night stands?
Lately one night stands, but I noticed it first with a monogamous partner and I was like, we got to go to your place. Like, you
wait, there's jizz
over.
Stains on the thing?
No.
Well, not like stains. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Female jizz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So wet spot.
Then it like, there's also like, it dries white. Like there's just a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah. Like
what's
when
happening.
You sweat a lot in a black t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yes.
Like you can tell that's what it is. I'm like, I can't have just a friend walk in here.
You don't keep it there for like memories?
No.
No.
It's also in the shape of butt cheeks and pussy lips. So it looks like a Rorschach test.
Yeah, like a snow angel of cum.
Yeah, it's like that TikTok trend of like painting your asshole. It's like, that's what it looks
wait,
like.
Wait, what?
Shirt. You haven't seen this?
No.
Oh, it's like girls
I
are like,
either.
Oh, I don't know what's on my
Alex,
what's in your algorithm?
Alex, cue it up.
Yeah, you just like, or not you, like girls just like put, I don't know, just like a bunch of paint on a canvas and then they sit on it. And it's their butt, and they give it to their boyfriend.
Really?
It's like a gift. It's
That's
supposed to be a
awesome.
Nice thing. Would you want that?
I was would you want a dick painting of like painting that you slap your wang on the thing?
I'd rather go buy.
Kind of. I think. Yeah, there it is. I think it would be funny.
Wait, this girl's hot.
Wow, your producers are quick.
Yeah. That's because she knows. I'm not crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics.
Oh, wait. Oh, she's wait. Painting her
see,
body.
She's doing it different. I've seen girls just sit in a bunch of paint. Let's see what's better. This is a lot cleaner.
This is weird.
Oh, it's super foot. Fucking weird.
Oh, okay.
And some girls like do their nipples and then they get upset when their nipples look weird. It's a fun video to watch.
This, I don't, can we see a different one, Alex? This one's strange.
Oh, she touched it up. She was a cheater.
I mean,
wait, can you see an actual like puckered butthole?
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah, when they get down too far. See, that's why that girl was smart, because she didn't put paint on her butthole. But the ones who put the paint everywhere and then sit down, that's the problem.
Well, see, that's what I want. I want the butthole, like when an actress kisses her 8x10.
Yeah, well, then you got to tell your wife.
Yeah.
Just put the paint on the canvas, sit down.
Alex, if one of the two of us had to do that, it's definitely going to be me.
I've given up porn, and so the only time I'm exposed to porn is when we do this show. When someone brings up, like, a butthole painting. Have you noticed I've asked Alex to cue it up, like, 4 times? Like, Alex, get it up!
Wait, why did you give up porn?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I don't know, just, like, to try to... I wasn't even watching it that much, but I just am giving up porn and, like, sex and everything. To see
I think he's trying to reset his meter.
Yeah, I'm trying to reset.
Okay. But is it like
trying to reset focus?
But like for the sex and the porn, is it kind of like this? If I meet someone and I really like them and I do those things with them, it's okay. Like
what's I'm not trying to meet anyone or
so
anything.
Just nothing.
I'm just I was gonna do 90 days and I'm at like 26 right now, and I'm like, why don't I just do 30? Why don't I just do it to say I did it? You know?
And in Come the on. Summer, that's not the time.
Come on. I know. Yeah. I went through a really bad breakup, so I'm trying to change things and, you know, not just, like, sleep around. I want to, like, process it.
Instead, you're smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Until
why do you think I'm smoking so much and then I'm getting sick? So I just sleep so I have no other choice. So I can't, like, be fucking around, you know?
Yeah, maybe you should have sex instead of, like, just
Can I tell you, I went home to see my mom, and I was, like, so miserable. My mom was like, Ian, why don't you just go and do one-night stands? You might feel better. I was
like, damn. Like, for the rest of your life?
Thank you.
She's just like...
No, just to, like, be happy for a minute.
Wow. See, my mom told me straight up, she was like, you know, you don't have to sleep with everyone. I mean, thanks, Marianne. I don't.
Really?
Yeah. It was an awkward conversation.
Why? Because she visited, and you were like, I got to do laundry again.
No, I have no idea where it came from. I was talking about going on dates. She's like, well, you know, you don't have to sleep with everyone you date. I was like, yeah, I do know.
I know I don't have to, but I want to.
But you get to.
That's
how I choose.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's your podcast is about dating.
Yeah.
Dating and relationships. Yeah.
And so is it kind of like you're out in the field doing the research and reporting back?
Sometimes.
Yeah. We'll take like advice, whether it's old school or new school, and we kind of break it down on the pod, and then we will like try methods from it and see how we like it.
Oh, no way.
And see if it works or doesn't.
Oh,
what would be an example of old school advice?
Probably to like go to a bar alone and read a book. I haven't done that. Didn't you do something similar?
The other option was like to be writing something in a notebook. But also have a book near you.
And to then have guys take that bait and be like, what are you writing?
Specifically, they were like, get a book that's a place you want to travel to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like some type of city or something on the cover. Mm. And then it's like you're taking notes from the book or something. But it just gives an in if someone wants to talk to you.
Ah, did it work?
I didn't get talked to. I only did it one time.
Like, why don't I talk to this nerd?
Yeah.
Doing homework at a bar?
I know. Another old school one that I think actually still works nowadays because everyone has cameras is asking someone to take a picture of you.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a good one. But you can't hope for a good photo because guys don't take a good photo.
No.
That's the bummer. It's like when you ask a hot person to take a photo and they suck.
So wait, you go, can you take a picture of me?
And like a group of friends.
Oh, a group of friends. I thought it was like you sitting alone at a bar. Just like, hey, here's an intro to narcissism.
Well, I mean, like if you're in Central Park, somewhere where it's like photo worthy, that might work better by yourself.
Find something important to pose with, you know, a monument. But it's just more, it breaks the ice of talking to someone. That's always the hardest part. It's like, what do I say if I
Well, that's what smoking used to be.
Yeah.
You know what kind of bum a cigarette?
That's true.
Do you have a light?
Yeah.
You
know?
I've walked by people and then gone back. I have a lighter in my pocket. And I've been like, can I get a light? Sure. And then I'm like, all right, well, see you later.
But it works.
I carried a lighter throughout my 20s and I don't smoke.
Breaks the ice.
Always had a lighter. Because I sold comedy tickets and people, that was just a way to get people to stop all the time.
Yeah, easily.
And then also, I told one time, Yamanika took me to the big girl party.
What?
You guys know Yamanika Saunders?
Yeah, I love Yamanika.
Years ago, when I was a doorman at CB's, Yamanika asked me if I wanted to go to a big girl party. And the owner was like, yeah, you got to do that. And we went far. Like, we went to a neighborhood I did not know existed. And
what part of the city?
It got dark.
It was north,
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't remember how I got home.
Bronx?
But it was the blackest party I've ever been to. Like,
that's awesome.
It was a blacklight party, and this place was eyes, teeth, jewelry, and me.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Every dude looked like CeeLo. And everyone, Yamanika was like the petite svelte woman in the room. These women. Wow. Where I've never seen a club that brought in extra seating before. So it was just couches, enormous women, and then men like orbiting around them. Wow. And it was all super black. There was a DJ who was doing the thing where he would like talk during the song, be like, oh yeah, there's a whole lot of ass in this room tonight. Look at my man, look at my man, Robbie D in the corner. And I walked in. And he literally scratched the record and went, man, what the fuck? And I was like, I panicked. And I went, I'll be right back. I went across the street to a bodega and I bought a pack of Newports, opened it, took one, threw it out, and put it in my front pocket. And that's how I made friends all night.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's smart.
And it worked. One time I got 8 different business cards for barbershops.
Oh my God. Amazing. Barber, DJ, like a... entertainer, host.
I mean, I've seen and known friends to go to things like, one for men is like, I mean, the type of men is like just men with beards.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a party that's a big mixer and all the men there are going to have like a mustache / beard.
And that's for women to go to or gay men?
I mean, I guess both could go, but I think it's trying to be geared towards women. But it's like there's beards or there's like, you know, another one's like firemen, like...
Mm.
And a lot of times they run it like for like a fundraiser of some kind is what they say. But I'm like, I mean, it's a good gimmick to get people in.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Just even just being like, there will be a bunch of single dudes at this bar. It's like, okay.
Do they have that for women where women go to one place and then guys show up? Because I feel like it would just be a bunch of rapists showing up to be like, give me.
It's called every bar ever.
Yeah.
It's called going out.
It's called every bar.
It describes going out.
Yeah.
Dude,
every workout
like,
class.
Just, I'm like going home at like 2, 3 a.m. and there are lines wrapped around the block for people to get into clubs. And I'm like, this is miserable.
Yeah. I tried to go out this past weekend. It was insane. I got to a bar at like 11 o'clock and the line was around the corner. I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Is it because they have a capacity still?
No, that many people are out. Yeah, that many people are trying to party. And it's also like a lot of really young people because I just saw these kids, they had to have been like maybe 19 and they're chugging beers in line. I'm like,
that's what everyone's doing. They're drinking in line and then they're going in and getting like fucked or they're already fucked up by the time they get in. But it's so packed and like sweaty and hot in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up at Ace Bar, which is like such a dive bar around the corner because like no one was there. And it's like one of the grossest places. And me and my friends like dressed to go out dancing. And we're just around these like nasty dudes, like dressed to the nines. So we're like, whatever, we're getting fucked up. So,
Did you bring a travel book?
No, I should have. I went home alone, and that was my problem.
Yeah.
Hey, gang, this episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Say it with us now.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew's making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections.
If you don't know, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, erectile dysfunction.
It's an online prescription service, so it's super easy, guys. There's no visit to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It just ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. It's all done online by licensed medical providers who find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription.
Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here, pal. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform sex, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And here's a great deal for our listeners. You're going to get to try Blue Chew absolutely free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. So once again, guys, that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your first month free with just $5 shipping. Thank you so much to Blue Chew. Thank you so much to our fans, and thank you guys for listening. Let's get back into the show.
Woo!
What do you feel like is the best way for like a woman to approach a man?
The cigarette thing.
So I gotta start.
If she smokes, I'm like, hell yeah.
like basically something that it's like the man doesn't know. We're like,
yeah, I think
trying.
Being too forward would almost be like alarming.
I was thinking about that. Like, if I was like, you see a hot girl down the street and you're like, man, it'd be hot to be like, hey, what's up? And then you just go hook up. But it's like, if a girl did that to me, I'd be like, what's your damage? What's the matter with you? There's got to be some sort of catch. This is very off.
Like that British lady at fucking Brooklyn Comedy Club when we did the show. The lady that just sat and bought me a drink, started talking to me. I was like, oh, you're crazy.
Right.
You're mentally ill. That's why this is happening.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what a chick, because I don't drink. I need a social life outside of comedy, because all I do is like stand up. And it's like, I don't really go, I don't like bar scenes. I'm sober. I had an ex that she would go like clubbing and like stay out to like 4 a.m. And I'm like, this isn't, I'm never going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, even if I went out, I would just be like, all
right. But you're a dancer, right? You get on a dance floor.
I mean, I used to, but I'm like old now.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know?
That might be my new move, is looking up like good DJs and then just going to like kind of dance party situations.
Do you drink?
I do drink, but I'm not a big drinker.
Mm. So, but you drink enough to get like a little loose?
I could if I wanted to. Yeah. So, but it's feel like any night that I actually drink and I get drunk, I feel so terrible the next day. I won't drink for like a few weeks.
Of course.
But I don't really mind. Like, I can be out in that scene. But the same thing of like, yeah, more likely I'll get tired and want to go home early
if
I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you go up to guys? Like, I don't know what a girl could, I mean, I don't know, like, nice mustache. I don't know. Like,
I have a penis.
Let's get out of here.
Well, yeah, a lot of times it's just saying something. Like, I've even done someone kind of walks by and just go, hi. And they're like, what, my name is? Like, people do panic because it's like everyone wants to talk, but
if a girl said hi, I'd be like, ooh, hey.
Yeah. That's the easiest thing, is just being like, hey, and just see how they react. It's like, mm-hmm. someone's a douchebag. You'll find out very quickly.
But are you looking to hook up that night, or are you like, let's go on a date this week?
See, it depends, but it's like if you really are trying to like meet people to potentially date or just not go home with that night, 9 times out of 10, when you give your number at the end of the night, you just never hear from that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which it's like, all right, fair.
If you're trying to fuck, the goal of the night is to go from where you are now to a secondary location.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Even on a regular date.
If you're with people, the idea is, hey, we're going to go somewhere else. If they meet you there, then that's the, hey, we might go to a third location, which would be one of our apartments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It also just shows trust.
Yes.
Of like, I am trusting to travel with you somewhere
else. Right.
My advice always, when I was younger, just for guys, find a band where one of the guys in the band kind of looks like you.
What?
Don't see them a lot. The amount of bands with fat guys in them that I have become a fan of and never liked their music.
Oh, so the girl will associate you with the band or think you're in the band?
This is really brilliant.
Just because they have a type.
She's going for that type. So she sees that type at the concert. She doesn't feel confident enough to get the guy who's on stage. And she
Not everybody can fuck the fat guy in Newfound Glory.
So they go for the JV team?
True. Yeah.
What up, Mindless Self-Indulgence, 2005 through 2011, best years of my life? How you doing?
Wait, did that work? Hell of a move.
Did it work?
Just hang out at the bar, yeah.
Oh.
See, I thought you were going to say people were going to confuse you for the type thing makes even more sense.
Then you're just, you're finding girls that where you're their type.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so smart.
Holy shit, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are famous ex-basketball players hanging out? What do they do? Are they in bands? Where are they? I just walk around the Nike store. I look like Scarlett Diggins. Look at me.
Great.
Diana Taurasi. I could be her.
You just wear a referee shirt everywhere you go.
Yeah, seriously. How you doing? Well, I was going to say, what's hard is like, so I've gotten the like critique from many men, male friends of like, you're intimidating and you're not easy to approach. And I don't know what it is I'm doing or whatnot. But it's like just being out with the mentality that most women are told of like, oh, the men should approach you and they should like, men are hunters. But it's like, if you don't get anything from that, then you're like, okay, well, I need to switch it up. So mm-hmm. it's like, it kind of is like, okay, do I want to do the game of try to be chosen or do my own choosing? You know, it's like, would you rather like, just go like looking at real estate to buy a house, or would you rather build a house and then hope someone buys it? You know?
Huh.
I rather message 30 houses online and see what comes over at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'd rather spend all night swiping on Zillow.
And with guess what? Usually it's a full size house that comes over.
What do you think about giving your number to a guy, having like a little exchange, you don't respond, and then he texts like a day or two later?
You say, like, I give him my number, he texts me, and I play this game of I don't answer him.
No,
he would even say maybe you talk a little bit, then it goes nowhere, and then a day or two later, he's like, hey, just checking in, seeing maybe if you still want to talk.
That's nice. Why would that be a bad thing?
Yeah. I think that's when men are more likely to say something, is when they've said the last thing, because they can't be left like without some sort of satisfaction. So I actually turned my read receipts on for a while. And when I would give them that little receipt, probably within 10 minutes, I'd get another text.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's another move. Read receipts.
What a little game.
Yeah, it's crazy how well that works.
See, I have been in relationships for so long. I don't know these games.
Well, you don't remember, like, you can't think of a time you were, like, DMing a girl on Instagram, and you see she saw it, but she didn't answer, and you have that, like, panic in your brain.
You're like, I can do better.
Ah, shit, that didn't work, like, you know?
My old, when I was still single, I would get girls' numbers, but refuse to save their name until I got somewhere with them, because in my head, if I struck out, well, fuck, I didn't even save her number.
But
then that led to a lot of wrong texts to the wrong girls.
Yeah, risky.
And a few mistakes on that one.
I don't save numbers until, like, something has happened. Like, I've even slept with people and not saved their number.
I think that's a power move. I like that. Yeah, I think it's a powerful move.
Yeah.
I've saved the number in front of them and been like, I'm putting you in as Caroline, hot girl.
Hot girl I met at.
Yeah. Fat ass Denise.
That guy, I told this on a show the other day, that got me in a lot of trouble because I had two people saved in my phone.
Gross Michelle.
One as Pat Art Department and one as Pat Trans Now Ashley.
That's a move.
Yeah, that's an important distinction.
And I may have accidentally texted the wrong one a hooker story. I meant to go to my friend Pat from the art department.
Oh, no.
And guess what? Trans Ashley did not enjoy my story.
Oh, no. Did you know it was her immediately? Or were you like, yeah, what's your deal?
When she sent back, I think hookers are disgusting. Don't text me anymore.
Oh, wow. How not progressive.
Yikes.
You should have been like, it was a trap. Me too. Let's get dinner.
It was a trap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to go back to the thing like what? I guess, you're right. Hi. Or whatever. But it also, I meet so many chicks after shows.
Wow.
So that's already like a pickup line, like doing well on stage. Well,
male comics don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's the difference between, like, when people are like, what's the difference between being a female comic and a male comic? And it's like, male comics get benefits and female comics don't.
Yeah, and guys probably try to nag you all the time with like, oh, you know, like, I usually don't think women are funny, but you were great.
Well, I think it's in general, it's like, if you are someone who dates men, so even if you're a man who dates men, or a woman who dates men, like being stand-up comedy, that's not the thing that you're going to like get approached after. Because it's like, if men, quote unquote, men or masculine energy like the chase, when you're doing comedy, you're telling your whole life. So there's no mystery.
Right.
And that's why women like approaching comics after shows too, because they feel like they know you.
Right.
It's like you've opened up, I know you. Oh my God. And then on top of that, you're funny.
Right.
But for men, it's kind of like their immediate fear is just like, oh, are they going to talk about me, number one? Or it's like there's no mystery to you anymore.
Yeah.
So there's no chase.
I fucked up by being like open about being bi because I get so many DMs and approach after shows by guys instead of women.
Oh, you do?
Interesting. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Leave me alone. You know, are there
you're not into it?
Women here? No.
Be the queer. I'm trying to get some drugs. And then later he's like, beat it, queer?
Yeah, there's no puss. I circle back. Yeah. Like, where are you? No, but, no, like, I don't like it.
Why don't you like getting hit on by men after shows?
I don't know. Because they're like...
Sometimes the mood just strikes you. Sometimes you go out and you know what you're in the mood for.
Because that's not my first option. My first choice is women. And then if there's like no other options, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll hook up with a guy. But they're like 99.9% of the time not my type. And then like they'll do this thing where they just like kind of linger and they're like, you are so funny. Like so funny. And that stuff about bi, like, I really like that a lot. I'm like, oh, are you bi? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, all right, goodbye.
I will say, benefit of buying gay dudes, much better drugs. Well, women never have drugs. Women never, well, see, there's a big difference there. Women never are like, hey, I also have drugs. Usually guy will... That'll lead with that for me.
Because usually that's the way men close. Like, they'll bring them. I was out with a bunch of dudes, and they just brought in a bunch of drugs. I'm like, well, I'm really glad you guys were around. Like, this is all you brought to the table.
Well, that's how threesomes happen.
Yeah. That's
Anyone I know that's done threesomes, they're like, well, there's drugs.
Drugs, yeah. Of course.
Like, never just booze.
But if you're a drug addict, you turn the threesome down so you can do more drugs.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
I noticed when I talk about being bi on stage, never approached by women. And when I don't mention it, that's when... women will talk.
Yeah, I mean, there's still, I think, a big stigma about men being bisexual.
Totally.
And
women, I guess, maybe that are straight, like, quote, being okay with it or thinking it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're okay with it till it's time to have sex, and they're like, get tested.
I mean, everybody should say that to, like, every partner.
Right, right. But it's only been completely verbalized to me when they find out I've been with men.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting. See, I do that because that's my move of like bringing up that I have herpes with someone.
It's herpes?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I talk about it on our pod.
Oh, I had no idea.
That's part of our thing. So it's like navigating that a lot of times.
Shooters got to shoot herpes medication.
Yeah, maybe.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I find that's like kind of the easiest way to bring it up is just being like, hey, when's the last time you got tested?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't get tested that frequently or... Right. They don't, like, between partners, they don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, I have, HSV-1, herpes, a.k.a. cold sores, a.k.a. not that big of a deal, but you should.
By the way, have you just left it at HSV-1? I go, oh, no, what's that?
No, I haven't. But I say that first because it, like, cushions the blow.
Oh, yeah, and then when you look at herpes, like, oh, a few.
Wait, what's the difference?
HSV-1 and 2?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is they're labeled technically as oral herpes and genital herpes, but you can get both in either place, especially HSV-1. That's what most people have, and they have it generally and, like, orally. And but it's just as, like, usually HSV-2, you have more outbreaks. Like, the strand is just slightly different.
So you don't have as many outbreaks?
No, like, I've only really had the one outbreak, and I don't take daily meds unless I'm, like, seeing someone consistently.
Right.
Situation. But
and you can have sex unprotected and not... spread.
Yeah, I've never given it to someone.
Wow.
And I've been with probably like 8 people since I've had it.
Wow.
And with condoms, with not condoms. And like the biggest thing that protects it is meds. But people freak out. And I think part of it too is like, I know with like HIV, there's the PrEP pill.
Right.
So someone that doesn't have HIV can take that and it protects them. So it's like, I don't know if something like that came out for like herpes, people would be more cool with it. But many partners that I've told I had it then go and get tested and they also have it because it's just not included in like routine testing.
So wait, you have the kind that's cold sores.
Quote, technically cold sores.
So you have oral cold sores.
But I have it generally.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Have you ever run into a problem where guys are like, see you later?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And how soon do you tell them?
I mean, I essentially tell them when it's like, we're probably going to have sex soon.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got it, I was telling people like right before we were about to have sex, and that
check,
did not
that
work.
Was actually, oh, like, yeah. That was the book she brought to the bar. So you have herpes.
Dealing with herpes.
I can't believe nobody's talking to me.
Dealing with herpes for dummies.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you were waiting
herpes
like...
for whores.
Yeah, well, it's so hard to tell people when you first get it.
Yes.
And especially, like, I didn't even tell, like, many friends or anything. Like, I think only two of my friends knew. And one was because it was someone I knew that already had it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, okay, in confidence. But yeah, basically, it was like I would almost have to put this like pressure on myself to be forced to tell someone. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, now or never, do or die. You're going to say something or are you not?
Right. So you would wait till you're like in the bedroom. Be like,
yeah,
by the
don't
way,
recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like close or go off. And you're like,
oh. Oh, no.
Real quick.
Connect the dots. La, la, la.
Which is so funny because I've had men give me the advice. They're like, yeah, just tell them right before you're going to have sex because then... they'll probably just be okay with it. And I'm like, well, that also feels like you're like imposing.
Yeah, because they're already revved up. Yeah, the fucking engine's on. They're like, I'm not turning the car off now. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll worry about it after I jizz.
Yeah, it's like you're imposing on like boner brain or whatever.
Right, totally.
Kind of thing. So
now you wait. So you won't say it on a first date.
I actually have before. It like organically kind of came up. But it's usually if someone makes like a joke about herpes or something. And you're just kind of like, yeah, I mean, I have it.
Oh, wow. I used to do a thing where I would be like, we'd have sex, and I'd be like, hey, I have something to tell you. I have herpes. And they go, what? And I go, no, I'm kidding. But
oh,
do
my
you?
God.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
I didn't know how to bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's
or
like,
I do it before
there's
sex.
No right or wrong way. It's like, yeah. I've told people many different ways, and it's like, it's worked or it's not. The thing that I think is hard is most people are like, oh, if I like, really love someone, I'd be okay with it. And it's like, okay, but how many people wait till they love someone to have sex?
Right.
Is kind of the issue.
Yeah. So you gotta test drive the car a bunch.
Yeah, like I run this like support group for people and
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's co-ed and but the phrase we've like coined because just from seeing people that tell partners and have success is literally blow them before you tell them.
Wait, what?
And it's essentially, like you said, of like, there's like giving this like test drive or basically being like, yeah, I'm just as sexual as anybody else. And you would have no idea I have this thing.
So you will blow them before you show them.
I don't necessarily do the method. I have before, though.
But what if a guy tries to go down on you first? Then you're going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's where the debate comes in. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, can you transmit it that way to someone like orally? And it's like, yeah, if you have HSV 1 or 2, you can. So,
but only if you have an outbreak.
I mean, all of it is supposed to be only when you have an outbreak, but there's still like a 1% chance you can always pass it on.
Unless you're on meds.
No, if you're on meds, it's 1%.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
wow.
There's like this chart if you literally Google like HSV transmission rates. Unfortunately, it is like a male to female experiment, but it literally breaks down like not on meds percentage, not on meds with condom percentage, on meds and condom percentage, just on meds percentage. Like it breaks
down. So it's
it
like that
down.
Like graphic of when how you could spread COVID.
Yeah, basically.
Like 99%, one person, no mask, the other mask.
Yeah, and it also does for oral. So
yeah.
But that's where the debate comes in because people that have HSV 2, it's very hard to transmit it orally to somebody, but you still can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kinda...
So which one's a better one to have, one or two?
I mean, that's the debate of the year. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. HSV-1 is just more common.
Mm-hmm.
So like people that think they don't have it might have had cold sores as like a child.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to get tested, they're like, wait, I already have this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also why they don't include it in routine testing. It's because it's so common and it would be like the whole world would suddenly find out they, quote, have herpes and like go into a panic, basically. Because it fucks with you mentally more than like physically. It's like physically, there's no damage to you whatsoever. Like, there's
yeah,
no
it is
risk.
A heavy albatross.
Yeah,
to have herpes.
Great news, fans. Yo Kratom, one of our favorite sponsors here at Gas Digital, just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long, baby. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, well, then it's time to stock up and enjoy your summer of Delta 8. Guys, we all know what Delta 8 is, all right? It's something found in weed. It's a little bit of different, but it can be shipped nationwide and get you high. They sent us some vapes. They sent us some gummies. I have done the lab research. They work. It's potent. It'll get you where you gotta go. So whether or not you live in a state where weed is legal or illegal, You're constantly trying to get a hold of your dude. Some guy wants to come over, hang out, play video games, creep out your girlfriend. There's no reason for that kind of nonsense and chicanery anymore, okay? You go to yodelta.com, and you're going to get high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. So just go to yodelta.com, and you're going to use our promo code GAS. That's yodelta.com, promo code GAS, and you're going to get 25% off. You guys know what to do. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, get 25% off and get high. And let's get back into our program.
Have you ever dealt with a guy who's had herpes?
No one that's told me, but from having the show, I do obviously like a lot of research and like talk with Erica about herpes. I'm like, probably. Like,
yeah.
There's so many people that have it. It's crazy.
I would have so much more sex and insanity if I wasn't a germaphobe.
Can I ask a question?
He hates German people.
Yeah.
Did you say that anybody who gets cold sores has it?
Yeah, you have HSV-1.
I have it too, then, I guess. I've had it since childhood for some reason. Is that a thing? Do kids get cold sores, right?
That's partly why the trend of like kissing babies on the mouth ended, because that was partly how it was like getting spread to so many
people. So if you have cold sores and you blow someone, you then give them genital herpes.
Yeah, and that's something a lot of people don't know, is if they have a cold sore, and especially if you have a cold sore and you use a Breva, it gets rid of the cold sore, but you're still like shedding. You will pass on herpes to somebody if you like go down on them or if you make out with them. Yeah. But that's the big thing people
don't realize. You don't have the physical cold sores.
Don't have the cold sores there, you're fine. So it's like that should be the attitude we take with also like genital herpes, but people just kind of freak out about it either way.
That's such a fear I have of like going and doing like a one night stand or whatever and then getting herpes because of one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be dating someone and get it. It still would like fuck with you a little bit.
How did you get it? Do you know?
Yeah, I know who I got it from. And it was, it's so funny of like, you talk about dating and it's like, yeah, it was one of the only people it was like, I actually went on dates with and then slept with, which is like a total mind fuck. I'm like, man, the one time I like did this the right way.
Right, right. Did they know?
They apparently didn't know.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. Oh, apparently?
Well, you're never going to know. I won't go into details, but there were things after that it was like, they were lying to me about sleeping with other people other things. So I was like, look, maybe you didn't know. It's like
Valtrex in the medicine cabinet. A t-shirt that says, I have herpes, don't tell anybody.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it just like sucks. It's very hard to not like, if you know who gave it to you, it's very hard to not like
hate them.
Really? Like, yeah, hate them or dislike them.
Yeah.
But, you know, once I kind of realize it's not a big deal, it's like, oh, okay.
That's what I hear from everyone that has herpes. They're like, it's legit not a big deal at all. But everyone has such a fucking
visceral reaction to it.
Yeah. And so much preconceived notions about it. Like, it's a death sentence. I'd rather have AIDS.
Right. Because it's just forever. That's why.
Yeah.
It's like, chlamydia is actually way more dangerous for women.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't show symptoms of it either.
You can lose fertility.
Mm-hmm. God, we are all so gross.
I'm way more scared of a chlamydia or a gonorrhea personally because I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh. Yeah.
So anything like that is going to fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anything I need to take to get, like when I was a kid, if I got like a sore throat, the medicine they had to give me was the one that kills good and bad blood cells.
Oh shit.
So I can't take most medicines.
Oh my god.
So like I'm just fucked. So I'm more scared of that than like herpes. I was like, I could deal with that.
Yeah. Dude, chlamydia is brutal. I had it in college one time. I got it from a friend that I hooked up with on just a one night stand and we were not friends anymore. Like it was awful. It was and so uncomfortable. And then I found out that it can make you infertile. I was like, well, I don't even know if I can have
kids. What are the symptoms of chlamydia?
It's super itchy.
Ooh.
And like really uncomfortable. Oh. And I went to
internal or external?
Like kind of everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah. And I went to this like very rural college. So it was so hard to find a place to go for a doctor because I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like,
shit.
Yeah. It was rough.
Ian, can I ask you a dumb question?
Go for it.
When you were a kid,
yes.
Did you ever masturbate with hand soap?
Hand soap.
That feels like a beach.
Like a bar of soap as lube.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever?
Yeah,
or like
I held
shampoo
the soap
or anything,
in my hand.
Or like shampoo or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So when
and
I was a kid,
stung,
this happened
burned.
Like two or three times in my high school years or middle school, high school. You jerk off something like that and then not like clean it off enough. and then it dries out all the skin on your dick, and your dick gets super like flaky and falling apart, and then you're a 14-year-old boy who's convinced God gave you an STD.
Yes,
you were doing it in the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever have flaky dick?
No, but I had stingy dick from getting like soap and stuff in my urethra, and I thought that I like got an STD from, you know, like a toilet seat or something. Mm,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a lot of things women don't know either. It's like with soap, even like the summer's eve soap, you're not supposed to put it in your vagina.
Right.
Like you can go in your butthole and clean that out. That's perfectly fine. It'll be good. But it's like don't go in there. Nothing in there.
Well, whenever I've had anal sex unprotected, I'm like real susceptible to epididymitis. I have chronic epididymitis.
And gotta be honest, I don't know what that is.
It sounds rough though. It's like sorry.
It's a poop and pee hole disorder.
I mean, yes. I figured that.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a swelling and an inflammation of like the piping that goes from your testicle to your urethra that carries the sperm. And I have chronic epididymitis, so I have to get these steroid shots in my spine to get rid of the pain. But if those didn't work, I was going to have to get surgery to get my epididymis removed, which means I couldn't have kids. Yeah, yeah, it was wild.
Wow.
So like it would come and go and it would like be such a pain. I would walk and I'd have to like sit down or whatever. But it would come up.
Hold on, guys. Sorry, my epididymis.
So you could get it after anal sex. It's just like a little infection or whatever. So I would like pour.
Wait, giving or receiving?
Giving.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't receive. So
This is from giving.
Yeah. I've never had unprotected with a guy. Always I'm like worried about disease.
Yeah.
No, I just was curious of like, do you get this from your the one being penetrated or you're penetrating someone else?
Penetrating someone else. And I only do that in like monogamous relationships unprotected. Okay. But I would put hydrogen peroxide like on my pee hole to like kill anything. And in my head I was like, this is working, you know.
Did it work? Sound right.
I thought it did.
Okay.
I was like, that sounds.
That's
pretty painful.
I know that sound right. Yeah, it didn't feel great, but
yeah.
Have you ever gotten like hydrogen peroxide on a paper cut? Like that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah, bubbles up.
Oh,
it's painful.
I've poured hydrogen peroxide on my dick too.
Right? Yeah. You think it works? One,
yeah. Why
does it hurt?
Anything I could do?
No, because I didn't have any cuts on my dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
did hurt in your pee hole?
Not really.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
I mean,
but it's a disinfectant, so it's like,
yeah,
you would think it would work. But I had to go to the hospital, and the doctor was like, no oral sex, no anal sex, no vaginal sex. This was at Woodhull Hospital, which is like one of the worst hospitals in the country. He's like, don't
have sex. Another name for the disorder.
He's like, don't ejaculate. And I saw a urologist. He's like, you should be ejaculating all the time to like clear everything out. And I was I'm going to go with your second opinion.
Yeah,
thanks, Doc.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because guys saying no to everything, like at what point were you allowed to then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, you got to wait a while. I was like, that's like a death sentence. Because I was in a relationship. I was like, I'm not going to not fuck.
Right.
That's very vague.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
But he was like an old Russian Jewish doctor. And he like grabbed my testicle and I fell on the ground and was like, fuck you! And I was in such pain. He's like, it shouldn't be that sensitive. And I was like, well, it is, you fucking quack.
Yeah, I went to a Russian gyno. I transferred out of there very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not for me.
They have no perception of pain. No.
By the way, does not have to be a specialist. Russian regular doctor. You know you lose weight if you eat less and exercise more. Yeah, I'm fat because I'm fucking stupid. Thank you, lady. Yeah. Is that how you do it?
You know you lose weight if you put onion in your shoe.
Oh, okay.
Fucking tell your 600-pound Mexican nurse. Sorry, it was a very specific incident.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's awesome you run a support group. That must be so therapeutic for you as well.
It's really interesting because I went to one that was run by this therapist, and it was really great, and it just was so nice to just meet like other women that had it, because hers was women only, but it was really expensive. So then basically we were like, well, we could just like have happy hour like every once in a while and like catch up and
herpy hour?
Be friends. Yeah.
name of the episode.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's awesome.
Pretty much. But then like I was like, I'm curious if I just like make a meetup group, who would I find? Because I was curious to hear like the co-ed perspective. And it's nice to have like people that are straight, bi, trans, like, and meet everyone. And because it's very easy when a bunch of women are together to be like, fuck men. They don't deal with this, you know.
Yeah.
So it's so nice to have guys in there being like, hey, yeah, we deal with this too. And like, we get rejected too. You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
So it is. It's cool.
When Erica was first starting the support group that she was running on her own, it was as we were launching the podcast. And so I was like, well, I want to go because I don't want to sound just ridiculous and, you know, ignorant on the show talking about it. So she was like, all right, well, it'll be easy. Just pretend that you have herpes.
Oh, no.
And so everyone decides to go around in a circle.
Oh,
there are,
no,
like, five people and say, like, their name, where they're from, whatever, and, like, the what type they have and, you know, how they got it, if they're comfortable. So then I'm the last one to go. And I was like, I'm Molly. I'm from New York, and I have type 2 down there. And, you know, for like another 2 hours, people are just telling their stories, and then some guy finally looks at me. He's like, "You don't actually have herpes, do you?"
No like, way.
The group, she got called out. They were like, "So you don't really have it?"
I was like, "Holy shit!" No.
They think you were pulling like a Fight Club.
Yeah. I was just like Marlo from Fright Club.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
So what'd you say? What'd you do?
I fessed up. I was like, no.
I'm just here supporting a friend?
Yeah. I mean, I was nervous no one was going to show up.
Off the bat. Like, hey, I'm here to support a friend.
It was so much weirder.
Well, I didn't think like everyone would be like, and like go around and do
that
intro.
That's so funny. Yeah. You told her to lie.
She's like, just go with it. I was like, I'm just an ally.
Oh my God.
Well, like the group, when I first went to the group that someone else ran, I didn't talk the first like 3 meetings. Like I was just like, I'm just going to sit and like listen and like feel the vibe of the group and get to know everybody, you know. But so I was just like, oh, I thought there'd be a bunch of people that didn't talk, and like everyone was so talkative and Molly said nothing the whole time.
People had such like heartwarming stories. I was like, I can't just dive in here and make shit up.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so that I sounds just like ate a challenge pizza by myself.
Yeah, no, I want to go. Can I get a suggestion? You just improvise a scene.
Yeah.
God damn. That's awesome, though. Good for you for being open. You could definitely take the other route and just be like, shame, never speaking.
Well, I was for a long time. And then when we had launched the podcast, it was like, all right, I'm just going to tell the world like the way I want to tell the world kind of thing.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, because it's something like when you are public about it, people like are less likely, I feel like, to like, I don't know. You don't know if people are gossiping, but they're less likely to really like say too much to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like if anything, I get messages from people being like, hey, I know your friend so-and-so. They told me about like your group or like you have herpes and I live in New York too. So like, you want to get a coffee sometime? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I've actually just like made a lot of friends from it. Oddly.
Oh, that's great.
But it'll always be the person referring you is always someone you're like, oh my God, I had no idea they even like knew like or listened or like followed me on Instagram. You know, it's always those people you're like, oh, I forgot about that person.
Yeah.
I played softball with in fifth grade.
It feels good though to get messages to hear that you're like helping.
Yeah, basically. Because I just felt like when I got it, I was like, there's like one woman that was really being like public about it. And now there's like so many Instagram accounts that talk about it, like that Safe Slut one. I don't know if you guys ever like seen that. But there's so many that it's like they started with like herpes face, but now they're just like positive sex accounts and stuff like that. So, but
look at us learning.
I know. This is great.
Learning and growing, buddy.
Yeah. I want herpes. I want to be part of the team.
All in due time, buddy.
Yeah. Or we're going to Jersey tonight. Yeah.
I'm like, you might already have it. The stress
factory. Yeah. You get herpes, it's a whole new stress factory. Speaking of which, why don't we do plugs?
Absolutely. So is there anything you guys want to plug? Social media, dates, projects, anything you guys want people to check out?
Definitely check out our podcast, Shooters Gotta Shoot, and it's on Instagram at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod and ShootersGottaShoot.com for all our links to YouTube and everything like that. And I'm at Sparica with 2 A's.
And I'm at @TheGuaca_Molly.
Oh, The Guaca.
Man.
Is it extra?
Oh, yeah.
I am iAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. This weekend I'll be at American Comedy Company in San Diego, California, June 24th to 26th. If you're out there, come and say hi. And at the end of the month, July, I'll be at Zany Chicago, ianfidance.com for tickets. And tonight, me and Zach will be at Stress Factory, but you will have missed the show because this is coming out. This is a pre-tape, and it's coming out on Thursday. Zach, what you got?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. If you're in the city this coming Tuesday, I'll be at the Tiny Cupboard doing a headlining set. For the headliner series there. And then I got other stuff coming up. Just follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny.
Nice. I got to get back to messages. I've been getting messages. I've been like ignoring social media and I've been getting all these messages to be like, hey, can you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, too late. I'm like, oh, fuck. God damn it.
They'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll they always come back.
Yeah. They all. It's like herpes.
Leave them on red.
Away.
Yeah.
It goes back. I don't like being left on red. Like, yeah, there is something to be said about.
Nobody does.
Yeah. Well, women don't either.
Yeah, no one does.
Right?
Right. Yeah, women will bitch about it more, but they won't actually act on it as much.
Oh, but, so there won't be, like, you'll be left on red and be like, hey, what the fuck? I know you saw this.
I mean, I will, but, like, most women won't. Mm. So, you know, and it doesn't always work out.
I accidentally hit read receipts on an individual text. And a bunch came up, and it was, I had the thing open, and it was like all on red, and I got bitched the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Time for an excuse.
Wait, you can do it on like
individual ones, yeah.
Oh, that looks super shitty.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially if you've never done it before.
Right.
And you're arguing. And then all of a sudden you have read receipts on. You're like, I hit the wrong button. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Well, even shittier, you can turn like iMessage off for individual people now. So you can make them think that you blocked them, but you get to still see the messages.
Whoa, that is dubious.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. I might do
some
that.
What are some other games you guys are playing?
I mean, I don't play games. I feel like
I play more games.
Yeah, Molly seems like a real gamer.
Yeah, I get bored. So I like to just stir the pot up.
Well, it depends what you're looking for. Like, when I'm really trying to date, then I'm like,
then I'm
no, I don't play games. Like, the whole, they take forever to respond, so then you take the same amount of time to respond back. I'm like,
no,
I'll respond right away, because it just, like, shows you if they keep doing that. It's like, okay, this person is playing games with me. So you're
right.
Like, I'm over
it. I was actually, I took that approach to this guy I was talking to recently. I was, like, really into it. It was taking forever to get back to me. I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll just be conversational, and he'll get back to me, because that's when he can talk. And no, it just like pushed him so far away. I would get a message like 2 days later, and then I would reply, and then it would be like another 2 days. And I was like, yeah, dude, this is bullshit. Like, this isn't working for me. So
did you say that to him?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He didn't take it that well.
So, oh, no. What'd he do?
Bruce's ego. He was like going through some stuff. I was like, if you figure it out, like, give me a call. I was like, there's no hard feelings on my side, but like, I just can't keep doing this. And he was like, thanks, that's really nice, but like, I do feel like I need to stand up for myself, because I think I'm doing pretty great. And then I just didn't say anything.
What?
Yeah, I was like, I feel like you're not, dog.
I'm going through shit, but I'm doing great.
Yeah. Well,
it's also just rude to ignore the part of like Molly being sweet, being like, I'm really into you, and like, I would like to, you know, see you sometime, but clearly you have too much going on.
Totally.
It's like, I'm doing great. It's like, oh, so you just don't want to date me. Like, it's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Nice Molly gets nothing. That's also like, my ex broke up with me because he was like, yeah, do you think I'm just like too nice and you like that? I was like, I wasn't into that for a long time. Like, what do you mean?
What's your opinion on seeing an ex and giving an update on your life? Do you lie and go, everything's great, I've never been better? Or are you like, we had a relationship, I can be honest with this person, I'm miserable, I'm going through it. Like, what is...
Depends on the ex.
Mm.
Most of them, I would lie. I would probably already know what they were doing and just know how to be better. Most of them, I actually probably am doing better because I pick trash bag humans. So
I had an ex who would, like, immediately rattle off a resume of, like, everything she was doing. Like, oh, this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
like,
so okay, that just feels... Right. I would keep it very surface-level conversation.
Yeah.
Like, maybe offer one update.
Right.
Of like, oh, yeah, but, you know, especially with comedy, just like, oh, yeah, I'm performing at this place coming up. Like, how are things with you? Just, like,
but you won't give them, like, an emotional update?
No. We have emotional walls up a little bit. The sports mentality that has been ingrained in us for life is like, never let them see you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get too emotional, it like fucks with your decision making.
Yeah.
So,
That happens in relationships?
Yeah. A lot of the times. Ooh. Of like playing the like, you'll actually be upset about something, but you're like, nope, like don't be too emotional, especially like early on. But yeah, if I ran into an ex, I would just feel that like, don't let them see you sweat. Like, the worst thing would be like them seeing you and you're like, yeah, I'm doing pretty terrible. Because it's like an ego thing to them of almost like, you're doing terrible without me. Even though it's like, it could be an ex from a very long time ago.
Right.
Unless it's something reasonable of like, oh, like, I just like, you know, lost my grandfather or something like that. That's like, it depends on what you're dealing with, I would say.
Yeah.
But I feel like if a dude was very, emotional, like an ex I ran into, I would just feel like, what are you trying to creep back in here?
Yeah, like, that's what it feels like.
What are you trying to get me to be your emotional support again? Oh, like,
yeah.
But what if he was just being real about it? Like, yeah, you call me on a day where I'm not doing well.
I mean, I wouldn't say anything either way.
Do you want to get dinner?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah,
it's almost like they're looking for that excuse to creep back in your life and start reaching out.
I could really use a friend.
Man, everything's falling apart. At least I don't have herpes.
Yeah, things are real bad. You know, I had to go see a doctor. He said the only medicine he can prescribe is eating your pussy.
He said I can't ever stop coming.
Yeah.
Or else it'll lock up.
Ah, things aren't going good. The doctor said I have too big dick-itis.
I try to never dwell on stuff like that, but every once in a while it is fun when somebody pops up on Facebook and you're like, ha, still working retail, aren't you?
Oh, I love that.
It is.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like one of my favorite things.
Do you ever seek it out?
Yeah.
I try to never.
Oh, yeah. I look up my exes.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to see.
You don't have them blocked or anything?
I'm on the blocking train.
Yeah, you're better at blocking.
I didn't subscribe to that at first, and everyone else would be like, no, you just need to do it to get over them, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You don't keep them as, you don't try to be like friends or catch up or anything?
Well, especially like if they're not in the same friend circle, it's like, if I'm not going to be running into you, like there's no need for us to keep following each other's lives.
I'm quick with the block button myself.
Yeah.
Don't need it in my life.
And it's, I don't even like tell them. I'm just like, okay, we're broken up. Like, I'm going to block you on stuff just because so you don't pop up in my algorithm. Or the worst is when you see them like other women's photos.
Ooh.
You're like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
you definitely take the healthier approach.
I'm like, but no, I did it for a while. And then it's like my ex kept reaching out with like random things that were like kind of nostalgic from the relationship. But each time I'd be like, what do you want? And then he would get mad I said that. And I was like, well, you're reaching out with some nostalgic thing. You're not just being like, hey, how you been? Like,
right.
What's new? It's like this, hey, here's this sweater you bought me. I'm like,
yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, man. You know, like, so it just hit the point with him. I just was like, yeah, I was trying to do that. Like, I'll just mute you and like, we'll be cool. And it's like, it's still not like an issue. I didn't have a conversation about it. I just like decided to block him one day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm done with this like reach out game.
I have an ex that I'm watching that,
aren't you afraid you'll show up on their, like, stories, like, seen by?
Well, no. So he doesn't use Instagram. Like, we don't, we're not friends on Instagram. But I watch him on Facebook because he's just, like, I don't know. He doesn't really use the internet. So, like, when he does anything, he goes to Facebook. It's really weird.
He's homeless.
Yeah. But, like, a couple weeks, like, maybe 3 weeks after the last time we hooked up, he got engaged.
Whoa.
And, yeah, it was nuts. And I thought that we were getting back together. And then he was, like, actually I have a girlfriend, and I was like, that's fucking crazy. And then he was engaged and invited me to the wedding, and so
this what
was, yeah, it was nuts. I was like, you're a psychopath.
Did you go?
No, I wouldn't give him my address because I just moved. I was like, yeah, no, absolutely not.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was crazy. And so now I'm watching him because it's just been sitting on engaged, and it's been like 2 years. I can't wait to see that end. Then I'm like, I want to see that profile picture change.
Are you gonna
like,
swoop in?
Absolutely not, but I just want the satisfaction that that did not work out.
Right.
Because she knew he was cheating on her. He gave me his phone that night and was like, you can call her and tell her if you want. And I was
holy shit.
No, like you got some shit that you have to solve. And then he did it by buying a ring.
Wow.
And it wasn't for me.
Yeah, not a fan.
Ian, have you ever met a girl's husband that you used to date?
Yes.
I met a prostitute's husband.
What?
Whoa.
A hooker I had been with, who I became friends with.
Is it a Tom Waits song?
I met. She introduced me to her husband the week they bought a house together.
That's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Right?
Did he know that you had been with her?
No.
Okay.
Did he know that she was a hooker?
Who knows?
Oh. That's
the more intriguing part.
Yeah. I kept all that in. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them on that kind of info, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't shake your guy's hand. You know your wife used to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, also, so she wasn't still a prostitute? When you? I thought you were friends with her.
I was, and then I hadn't seen her in years, and we ran into each other.
Oh.
But it's like, maybe that's how they met. Do you know how they met?
There's a good chance.
Huh. Maybe pretty woman her.
He pretty woman. Well, he okay woman her. He okay, sure, woman.
Okay, why not her? Oh, shit. Alex, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say that I've been playing this game recently where I have an ex who I dated for 10 years and we broke up a little over a year ago. And over the course of the year, like I originally blocked him for like 6 months or so. And now I play this game where I unblock him just to fuck with him, like just so that I pop up every now and again. And then if he does reach out, I immediately block him again. And then a few months later, I unblock him so that he could see how well I'm doing.
Wow. I like that. Yeah. That's a fun game.
Look at me now. I produce the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah. Look at me now. I'm high. Yeah.
Are you jealous, Haji?
What's your opinion on blocking an ex and then them reaching out to you?
Like on a different form of media? Well,
or like an email later.
I feel like they're just going to bitch about being blocked, so I don't want that message. Because it's like, yeah, I'm not going
to. Like Alex, what if he saw he was unblocked and then reached out to you?
He did. He sent me a message on the Xbox Messenger app.
That's hilarious.
That was really creative.
That's almost as bad as a Venmo.
Yeah, it was pretty creative. And I saw it as desperate. I loved that he did that because I was like, how desperate are you getting? It just made me happy, and I never responded to it.
So I take it he broke up with you.
No, I broke up. It was a pretty bad breakup. It was a bad relationship, bad breakup. I broke up with him and it wasn't an easy thing to do. Like I had to like tell him I'm breaking up and block him everywhere and lock the doors to my house kind of situation.
Oh shit. God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
That'll woo the other kind. That's funny to Alex only.
That's just rough.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that.
I mean, it's like they have a right to reach out to you however they want to reach out to you. Like, I blocked my ex on everything, but it's like, yeah, he still has my phone number. And he still has my email.
What if he reached out?
I mean, with anything, whenever an ex reaches out, whether they're blocked or not, it's just like from the receiving end, you're just kind of like, what do you want?
What do you want?
It's what's the intention here? Mm-hmm. Like, make the intention clear.
Yeah. I was feeling pretty lonely during quarantine, and I had unfollowed one of my exes. And so then I tried to follow him again and he was just like, yeah, what the fuck you doing? I was like, I don't know. I have regrets. Like I want that one back. And he was like, yeah, cause I'm with someone I'm doing really great and I'm really happy. And I was like,
oh shit.
I was like, okay, I may go be lonely. So it's fine.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It was not a great day.
You were trying to add him back to your stable.
Yeah. I was like, you know, like maybe. And then I was like
I heard you were in a support group for people. That are-
He's like, is there something you want to tell me? Yeah, no, it wasn't a great day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole like, oh, we could stay friends after we break up. It's always like, what level of friends? Like everybody says that. And it's like, I think what everyone means is just like, look, if I run into you, I'm going to say hello. I'm going to be nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope you're going to be cordial to me, too. Like people just don't want bad blood, because that's what my ex kept saying, like, to be friends. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not like you hit me up to like, oh, let's get a coffee, or even just ask, how are you?
Right.
Like you're just sending me random things to like try to get like affection from me in some way. Like it's like you're flirting with me.
Like what if he hit you up and was like, I need help moving?
God no. I'd send a micro scenes email.
Can you take me to the airport?
Yeah.
Friendo.
Do you guys think you can stay friends with exes?
No.
It all depends.
I mean, I have people that I've hooked up with who I'm still really good friends with.
Oh, that's different.
But not dated, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about? I have an ex that we check in on each other and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Say you're in a relationship and then she checks in on you. Do you have to explain to your new girlfriend like who that is?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
If you're like, oh, I'm with my girlfriend right now. How are you? Oh, I'm hanging out with my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Oh, great. Hope you're well.
Mm-hmm.
But you've never hooked up since the breakup?
No.
Okay. Because that's where it's always where it's like...
Gets pretty dicey there.
Because when I've had things end with people, part of me has like wanted to hook up again in hopes that it would just be so bad. It would just be like, yeah.
It never
is. This was the right move.
Never is.
Not when you add hate to it.
Yeah, no.
No, it's always so good.
Yeah, it's like it's better than you remembered. And you're like, damn
amazing.
It.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Let's give it one more go.
Well, that's why I was like, I'm saying I'd hope it'd be bad.
Yeah, it's... don't do it.
No, breakup sex is...
That's the best sex.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But then you're going to be sure not to make promises you can't keep.
Yeah, men can't do that.
Yeah.
Men can't do that. It's yeah, the guy who proposed to someone else, we used to just fight all the time and then make up because like the sex was so good and it was just like the most toxic thing for like years.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. There's nothing hotter than someone saying "fuck me like you hate me."
Yeah. Like, right.
Oh. Oh, like there's another kind.
All right. I think that's the show.
All right. I want to thank our guests, Erica and Molly. Please check out their show, Shooters Gotta Shoot Podcast. Follow them, support them. They were absolutely wonderful. And I want to thank you both very much for your time.
Yeah, that was
thank
so fun.
For having
thank
us.
You both so much. Yeah. It was great. I love
cool
that.
To come on.
So fun. Yeah.
We learned a lot about ourselves and each other and supporting and love. And thank you so much for checking out the show. And for now, this is Zach and Ian saying bye, guys. Hey, everybody, before we go, if you love the podcast, you would enjoy some of the other great podcasts available at our friends, GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Stoke the Fire, hosted by the lead singer of Killswitch Engage, Jesse Leach, and his co-host, Matt Stocks. You can find their full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find your podcasts. Here's a clip.
I had money in my bank account, my band, and I actually had learned how to do my job to control my drinking enough to where I wasn't sloppy on stage or really, I mean, I wasn't as good as I am sober, but I wasn't like falling off the stage, which I've done before. You know, I learned how to control it. And we were in Brisbane on tour with Metallica, and I woke up one morning after drinking the night before, and I drank a whole lot the night before. But, and I'm sure I was intoxicated, but I did not get the mental relief that drinking provided me, which was it turned this switch off on this overactive brain of mine, which in untreated alcoholism, that overactive brain is constantly saying negative things. It's saying negative things about the world around me. It's saying negative things about the people around me, and it's most importantly, it's saying negative things about me.